I mean, it's not an easy job.
Bill Beaton can't say enough about his time in the Royal Canadian Air Force.
It's camaraderie, the fact that you're doing something for your country.
But adapting to life outside the military was hard. It's still hard at 64.
If you're old, you're on welfare, you're on ODSP, nobody wants to rent to you.
He was in and out of shelters until a group called Soldiers Helping Soldiers helped him to access subsidies for permanent housing.
They took me out of the shelter, put me into a hotel.
But that money will run out when he turns 65. Veterans House was set to open around the same time.
They're just trying to make it to tomorrow.
Suzanne Lee is executive director for the Multi-Faith Housing Initiative. They've been working closely with Soldiers Helping Soldiers to provide 40 housing units in Ottawa's East End, equipped with communal areas and treatment rooms.
What you see behind me is the last safety net for our veterans.
But Lee says the pandemic has forced them to cancel fundraising events. The November opening is now pushed to January.
If we slip anymore, there's going to be a whole winter that people will spend on our streets.
By then, I'll be back on the street.
Beaton says he's not giving up yet. Says he knows help can come when you least expect it.
Having guys that understand that you've been through this, there's a trust that comes along with that. There is hope there.
Omar DeBeggy-Pacheco, CBC News, Ottawa.